In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. He has risen. He is not here. It would take some time before they all would truly understand what it is that had unfolded, although the Lord himself had prepared them for precisely this reality. And in truth, we know, brothers and sisters, from the beginning of time, this had always been the will and desire of our Heavenly Father, to reconcile us one to another by the gift of his Son, who reveals to us not only the love of the Father to expiate our sins, but that new dignity and that new life that is bestowed upon us because Christ assumes his throne, which is the cross. St. Paul tells us that if Christ has not risen, then our faith is in vain. And how true that actually is. The suffering and the sacrifices that we have endured throughout our Lenten journey, all those sacrifices that we undertook, all those sacrifices that come to us unbidden because we live in the world, make no sense apart from the redemptive work of our Savior. All of this now, in the wisdom and the love and the mercy of God, makes sense of all that it is that I'm asked to endure. But in truth, brothers and sisters, not only what has happened, but what will continue to happen in our lives. Because indeed, the world has changed and been transformed. But the weakness and frailty of men continues. But now we have the proper response to all those things that surround us or those things that might beset us personally. Instead of succumbing to temptation, being overwhelmed by the world, instead we find our hope and our confidence in the living God. These are not pious platitudes, but must be the very foundation of how you govern your life. You must be men and women of a fervent and constant hope in the power of the living God. Death has been conquered once and for all. Sin has been obliterated, past, present, and future. You are now part of this new, beautiful, divine dispensation that brings life everlasting now and for all eternity. As such, we must live in that constant hope, and it must manifest itself in a joy in the world in which we live. So many times I have from this very spot reminded us of the difficulties of living our Catholic faith and all those things that oftentimes confront us. And none of those things have changed. What has changed is the response to them. What is different is us, because of what God has done for us and what God wants to do for us. After all, what remains central is the mystery of our Lord's cross. This is how all of this has transpired. But our Heavenly Father and his Son, who gives us the gift of the Spirit, are never outdone in generosity. And so, on that third day, early in the morning, they come to the tomb and they find it empty. They come already with an emptiness because he, who they knew was the Messiah, the Christ, had been put to death. And although indeed he had prepared them for all that would have transpired, nevertheless there was a sadness and a deep and abiding sorrow. Tradition tells us that actually very early in the morning, although it is not in sacred scripture, but tradition has taught us this, that our Lord appeared to Our Lady. She who, after all, received the good news the first, receives the fullness of the good news. But now here, yet again, as it was at the incarnation, so now here it is again, angels there appearing and proclaiming what it is that has transpired. Glory to God in the highest and peace to men on earth of goodwill. Those words that were proclaimed at the incarnation take on much more power now in the glories of the resurrection. And yet because of the profundity of the experience, there is a simplicity that surrounds its proclamation. This man clothed in white simply states what is true. He is risen. He is not here. No more needs to be said. No more needs to be explained or even understood. All that now is required is a life of faith in the one who all the time had spoken truth to us. The Lord has never lied. The Lord has never confused us. The Lord has never withheld from us. And so he's prepared us for this, that he would go before us in all things. And that is precisely what it is that he has done. He has gone where we fear to go, and in doing so has made it easy for us to go there. Death is never an easy reality to contemplate. But now in the glories of the resurrection, we can look at death in the face with a confidence that comes from the risen Lord. Then there is this beautiful injunction given to the women to go and proclaim. And that is precisely what we must do as well. Our proclamation need not necessarily be in the streets or in the corners or in some form of mediated communication. The best proclamation of the glories of the risen Lord is the manner in which you live your Catholic life. A life of joy and confidence, a life of peace and harmony, a life of union in our Lord who binds and holds us together. Again, these are not mere things that we aspire to, but must be the reality by which our lives are governed, pure and simple. And if at times we fail, which sadly we do, we might stumble and fall, which indeed does happen. We don't remain there. By the same God who has conquered death and the Spirit that he will bestow upon us, we are lifted up to continue to move forward to deepen our relationship with God. Let's always bear in mind, brothers and sisters, that what has happened to us, what has been given to us, has transpired because of love. The Father has loved us deeply, so much so that he sends his Son that our lives might be set free, ransomed from sin. This is then how we are to live as well. Not love as the world would conceive it, but love as it is made manifest upon the cross of our Savior. And so go forth today. Certainly spend time with family and friends and celebrate and rejoice. But realize that this injunction given to the women who've come to care for our Lord is an injunction that is alive for us as we prepare to receive the living God. Go not only into Galilee, but indeed to the ends of the earth, and proclaim what you know to be true, that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.